Jennifer wrestled her friend playfully to the ground in front of the snow cone stand and began looking at the girl's eyeballs, as if they were sugar cubes. Their bodies convulsed and flailed with an almost seizure-like intensity, at times their pale limbs seeming to shift back and forth from one torso to the other. A crowd gathered almost immediately to watch these two girls tie and untie their bodies like a pair of pit vipers. Concerned or shocked or aroused or all of the above, but no one dared interfere with the performance. Jennifer's long, ashen hair hung down, concealing the girl's face like a curtain around a hospital bed.
Weird and it's great and nice and all that. I don't know, it's just surreal kind of in a way.
You little snot nose!
Everyone quickly hushed stopped and took a step back as Jennifer rose and stood over the girl, examining her handiwork. Her partner lay motionless beneath her, seemingly dead. Her eye sockets dry and empty. Her heels and elbows scraped and bloodied. Some onlookers gasped in horror, some swooned and fainted melodramatically, most just stared in disbelief. Jennifer reached down between her thighs and pulled the crotch of her bathing suit to the side, exposing her vagina. The other girl slowly sat up and began sliding her fingers into Jennifer. A few minutes later her wrists were in, then her elbows. Eventually she would completely disappear into her womb. Jennifer tilted her head to the side curiously. She heard the sound of a rickety-wooden roller coaster in the distance, its passengers screaming in mock terror. She knew that sooner or later they would realize that the ride wasn't stopping and they were all going to die.
You're a mean-spirited bitch who spits on people who aren't rich and famous.